The Mississippi River bottomland stretched for hundreds of miles, flat, fertile farmland producing a bounty of crops. But today, we turn back the clock 200 years. Our story brought to you by Farmers Feeding the World. Catch Ag Day Television this Friday, March 25th, where I'll be co-hosting a television special. Check local listings for Ag Day or go to farmersfeedingtheworld.org. Turn back the clock a couple of centuries, and these fertile fields adjacent to the Mississippi River looked much different.
Massive forests, these bottomland swamp forests, both of large oak trees, hickory trees, a number of other species, but then also large cypress swamps, backwater sloughs and oxbows, just a variety of kind of swamp-type features.
Chris Carpenter is a natural resource steward at Big Oak Tree State Park in southeast Missouri. It was one large bur oak tree that gave this place its name.
Many people in the community knew of that particular oak tree, and as people would come into this area asking about this one particular tree, some of the locals knew exactly where it was in this immense forest, and they would walk them back right to this one large oak tree.
That oak died in the 1950s. A cross-section of the giant is housed in the visitor center.
We still have a number of really large oaks in the park. Diameter-wise, some of them, our largest, which unfortunately we just lost to a windstorm, was about 18 foot in circumference. Some of the other large oaks are probably about 14 foot in circumference that we still have within the park.
The 1,000-acre park has an elevation change of only 6 feet from one side to the other, but those 6 feet make a big difference in what you find here.
So at that higher end, that's where we get our largest oaks, our hickories. The further down you go in terms of elevation, you start losing some of those that really like slightly drier conditions and getting into those more swamp species. And at the bottom end of it are the cypresses, and then what we have is a shrub swamp.
Today, a boardwalk winds through the towering trees, a forest oasis among the surrounding farm fields. Traveling the Countryside, and this week brought to you by FarmersFeedingTheWorld.org in East Prairie, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.